Good evening, everyone. The Winchester Town Advisory Board for November 12th is now in session. I would like to ask Mr. Mike, since he's been missing, if he'd like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance tonight. Thank you, sir.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so let's do our introductions. To my extreme right is...
I'm Ken Dayton, hello.
Bob Mikes is my name.
John Delabose, and...
Staff.
Victoria Bell Bonner, is that correct?
Bonner,
okay, well, whatever. It was close. Dirty bite, I guess. And Beatrice Martinez for Commissioner Tick Sagerblum's office. And whom do we have for our county end?
Hi, I'm Brady Bernhardt.
Hi, Brady. Thank you for coming.
It's 7th month, so it's probably late.
Oh, 7th month, wow. Okay.
Famous Vivian.
And this is the...
She lives around the corner. Here.
Okay, this is the famous Vivian who lives around the corner. That's what he said.
I'm not famous.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
She's our planning commissioner.
She's our planning commissioner. Well, then she is indeed famous. So, this evening we have on our agenda, start out with any public comments from our audience as it is.
Anybody? Let me just say thank you.
Yes.
For your service on the board. I appreciate it because I do take all the stuff that you do and I do listen to the minutes or the audio. So when you guys put it up, I appreciate that too.
Oh, well, thank you.
So, thank you.
Now I know how they feel when they're in the military. They get thanked for their service. I mean,
and I did that for 20 years.
Did you really?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Well, no, what? I mean, what branch?
Air Force.
Well, thank you for your service. Now it's my turn.
Okay. Well, thank me too. I did 4 years.
Did you really? As what?
Air traffic controller in the Air Force.
Okay, thank you for your service.
Not me.
Me neither.
You're braver.
Okay, well, then I guess we got all the...
No, we're older.
Yeah, you guys had to go.
Yeah, we at least were part of a draft that had numbers assigned to it. Okay, so anyway, do we have any comments from our audience this evening? Okay, seeing none, I would like to move for approval of the minutes for October 29th meeting. Make a motion.
I motion to approve the minutes from October 29th.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, very good. And an approval of the agenda for this evening's meeting. Do I have a motion on that?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, sir. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Now, do we have any announcements from the neighborhood for meetings or county activities or events? We do.
Yes.
Thank you.
Commissioner Sagerblum will be hosting a cleanup this Saturday from 9 to noon at the Sunrise Trailhead at the Wetlands Park.
Which is where?
It's at the Wetlands Park. It's at the... You just take Tropicana all the way down. It's by Broadbent by the Silver Bowl.
Oh, okay. All the way down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All the way down.
Right, yeah.
And then, just in case people don't know, this is the Las Vegas Rock and Roll Festival Marathon does go through Winchester. It's on Las Vegas Boulevard. The main event is Sunday. The strip will be closed, I think, from 2 p.m. to like 10 p.m. So use side streets and just be aware, if you just move, there'll be a lot of congestion that day. The commissioner will be running the 5K if you want to cheer him on Saturday.
Really?
Yep.
On Saturday?
On Saturday?
After
the cleanup, yep.
He'll be running where does the 5K start? Because there's a 10K and a 5K, and they have different...
Yes, so the 5K will be Saturday night on Industrial. So that's just a more limited closure. I think the closure is from like 4 to 7 p.m.
And what portion of Industrial is...
Industrial from...
Or Sammy Davis Jr.?
Yeah. Yeah, Sammy Davis Jr. from Sahara to Spring Mountain.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's close. Of course, getting there could be challenging from Turnberry, since the street in front of it's closed.
Yes, so it will be closed.
To go around.
Just be aware.
Now, is Las Vegas Boulevard closed from Sahara further north? Or is that open?
It'll be open on Saturday, not on Sunday.
On Saturday.
We will be closed, I believe, from Russell all the way down to 95. Las Vegas Boulevard will be.
To 95?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yep.
Boy.
It's the second time. There's only two times that the strip is closed. One is on New Year's. The other night's on Marathon night.
Okay. Well, very good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's start with the items. Our first item is UC-19-0806, Maryland View LP and Sahara Pav LLC. Is a use permit for a proposed major training facility within a portion of an existing shopping center on 5.1 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the east side of Decatur Boulevard, 830 feet south of Sahara Avenue within Winchester. Is the applicant here this evening?
I am.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Would you like to step forward and state your name and
share
with us about your project?
Sure. I'm Brandon Obiak. I'm from Arizona. I'm president and one of the owners. I did bring some things I wasn't sure
what
to bring.
Well, no, you bring something that we know. I know where this is. Yeah, cool.
So we currently operate five beauty schools. Mainly in two in Phoenix. This would be a sixth location and a branch of our Mesa, Arizona campus. We're accredited by the National Accrediting Commission of Career Arts and Sciences, and this would eventually become accredited, part of the accredited group of schools. We do offer Title IV aid, and again, this school would also do that. We will be training in cosmetology, aesthetics, and massage therapy. And the courses range from their diplomas, and the two aesthetics and cosmetology we will be looking to get approved by the cosmetology board here. And then the post-secondary board for massage therapy. We'll have about 300 students in total, about 100 day and 120 at night. So we'll employ about probably about 35 as things develop. We do offer services to the public. Our students train. A lot of their training is done via hands-on and practicing clients, and we do charge the public for those services. But it is at a discounted rate. Things do take a little bit longer than your normal salon or spa. Mm-hmm. The programs are, doing well and expected to grow regionally, nationally, and locally, certainly. In terms of job opportunities, so we feel it would be a good benefit to the community to have it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Questions from the audience? No. Questions from the board?
No.
I have none. I went through this. I know what he's talking about.
You did? Really? Were you a barber or?
I had help.
Oh. Oh, okay. I'll just leave that one right where it is.
Good idea.
Yeah, I thought so. So is this Sahara Pavilion South?
Yes.
Okay, very good. So that's what I thought. And what do you, what range will you be falling in for, like, charging for a massage?
$35.
Oh, wow. Is that for a 30-minute?
For an hour.
For an hour. Oh, my gosh. Okay. When are you opening?
Well, the approvals take a long time.
Oh, I know. But that's really nice to know. Any other questions from the board? Okay, I move to approve with staff conditions.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. It's painless, right?
That is.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you, sir. Okay, now we have item number two. Item ZC 19-0747-Eastside Acquisitions LLC. It's a zoning change to reclassify 1.8 acres from C1 local business zone and MD designed manufacturing zone to C2 general commercial zone. Use permits for the following: 1, reduce separation from a convenience store to a residential use, and 2, reduce separation from a gasoline station to a residential use. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, reduce separation for a trash enclosure, 2, reduce driveway separation, and 3, allow modified driveway design standards. Design reviews for the following: 1, commercial center with a restaurant, coffee shop, with a drive-through, convenience store, and gasoline station, and 2, alternative parking lot landscaping, generally located on the north side of Desert Inn Road and the west side of Pecos Road within Winchester. Is the applicant here for their item?
No.
Yes, not. Okay. I have one informational question. It says that on the north side of Desert Inn Road and the west side of Pecos Road. That's physically impossible.
No, it's not.
It's not?
Pecos comes through. It's over by Leslie's Pool.
Yes, yeah, Pecos is over by Leslie's. If you know, remember where the NV Energy was, that closed, that burnt down?
Yes.
That's the site.
Oh. And that's, Pecos is up there? Pecos, so Pecos, yeah. And McLeod flip, and then they flip back again.
No.
They don't.
No, it's Pecos down there and McLeod here, and they join together and become Pecos McLeod.
Yeah, but then McLeod fishes off this way.
Well, yeah.
By Shepherd Eye Center.
What you're saying.
By Shepherd Eye Center.
No, yeah. It splits off. It's still Pecos McLeod up to Desert Inn, and then it becomes McLeod from Desert Inn to Sahara. Well, all the way up to Sahara.
Yeah, but I'm going south. So it's McLeod to DI, and then it's Pecos McLeod interchange. From DI south to Flamingo.
Right.
But McLeod does have a spur road by Shepherd Eye Center because
yeah,
I've
does.
Taken it.
Mm-hmm. It does.
That McLeod is by Paradise Park,
mm-hmm.
which comes into and then,
right.
and then it joins up at Pecos McLeod
right.
by the Eye Center.
Okay.
So this is by Leslie's at
yeah.
Beckley Elementary School.
Yeah, right,
okay.
It's right by Leslie's, across
I,
the street.
I got it now. Okay. Thank you.
But it doesn't matter, the applicant's not
I know,
here.
But now I know where it is at least. Picture's worth 1,000 words, thank you.
You could hold it. There still is time for the town board to hear it before it goes to...
December 4th, yeah. Well, I'm happy with holding the item. Things can happen. Does anyone object to holding the item until next meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what you... Here, okay.
I make a motion to hold the item until next meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Thank you.
That's the 26th?
Yes, ma'am. So, thank you very much for clearing that up. That was perfect. It's like... You made that really quick.
We didn't do that. We're supposed to turn off all electronic devices when the meeting starts.
Don't pick on me. It's not my computer.
It's not yours?
No.
Oh, who's it? Oh, she did it.
Yeah.
I got mine on too.
I hate. Well, what is this? Is this an electronic device?
2019.
I know. You shouldn't do that either. According to the rules.
Are you thinking, who's going to take shorthand? Who knows shorthand anymore? Okay, seeing nothing else, I think this meeting is adjourned.
Do we.
Wait, now hold on here. Any more general business? Sorry. I get carried away here when we were so done. Any more general business?
Traffic study is being conducted to add lights on the crosswalks.
Which?
It's right here in the street.
You are wonderful.
Polora.
You are wonderful.
Yes. And chairs should have been ordered.
Nice.
You know, that isn't she great? You're great.
We still have other stuff to do, don't we?
Yeah, but...
Until it's done.
But you're making inroads, you know, and longest journey begins with a single step. All right, so any more? And now we have opened it up to comments again from the general public. Anybody else have anything to add? Hearing nothing, our next meeting date is November 26, 2019, and we stand adjourned. Thank you.